Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Monday after a Super Bowl. Am I yelling into this mic? It feels...
You sound like you played in the Super Bowl. How'd you do? What was your stat line?
Freaking no catches and hungover is my stat line. I had a great time. You went to the game.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was good. I have a lot of thoughts about that. First of all, what a game, mm-hmm. right? It was, I get jealous when it's not on our network because I want to be covering it. I think that's where I have a lot of FOMO about the whole thing. And I have anxiety not being there. I have anxiety when the players are on the field and I'm not down there. I have anxiety when Odell Beckham is going back to the locker room and I can't talk to Neil and know what's happening. It's hard for me to sit back and watch. I'd love to know any other job that feels that way. Maybe Tom Brady felt that way when he sat back and he watched himself not playing in a Super Bowl.
How about the timer, the calendar? If for those of you guys that didn't see his post, he had a calendar reminder that popped up on his phone, and it was to say that he was supposed to be playing in the Super Bowl, which is kind of...
And he wrote shit, yeah. And I DM'd him, and I said, enough is enough. Just stop this right now.
Come back. I mean, well, I'm still interested to see the fact that, you know, and I know I made a bigger deal of this than maybe it is, but he never said he was retiring in that whole soliloquy of a speech he gave. Or Instagram post. So, Aaron, I know you're not a gambler in the sense of, which, by the way, how about me winning the pool?
Yeah, my friend's pool, the hockey pool, you were in it. You won it, dang it.
I won it off a random thing where I was just like picking like who would score first, what would, you know, who would, whatever, more receiving yards, the Bengals or the
anthem
or the Rams.
Length. Jarrett literally sat there and timed the anthem and he was like, oh, shoot, come on, keep it longer.
So that was fun. But Rams winning Super Bowl 56, it was very poetic. I mean, the first team that ever won a Super Bowl in their home stadium was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year. And then to have it followed up again with the Rams this year, I was really excited to have all of those guys, you know, how we feel about Matthew and Andrew Whitworth. I mean, how about that guy?
Aaron Donald crying at the end. My God, I wanted to bawl for him.
Is Aaron Donald not going to be playing next year? Because all that post-game coverage was about like him not returning and like, is Andrew returning? Is Sean McVay returning? A lot of departures potentially.
The Sean McVay, the Andrew Whitworth stuff I have heard. I have heard those rumors and it wouldn't surprise me about both. But the Aaron Donald one, the only reason, I think Rodney Harrison started that. I'm not sure, but I saw a tweet that he put up there. But the only thing I would say about Aaron Donald and just being able to talk to him and listen to other people. He puts so much into it that, and I know they all do. I get that they all do, but you just saw his emotion. He kept saying, this is the only thing I don't have, but I don't see him. And I was listening to Peter Schrager this morning on Good Morning Football because he usually has a good sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hope that's not the case. But man, he wanted it so bad. I was so happy for him. But holy crap, Cincinnati, they came in there and they lived up to their end of the bargain as well. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, are you kidding me? Sign him to every endorsement out there.
Stupid.
The guy's unreal.
And then when Joe Burrow went down and I was texting you, I was like, this looks mm-hmm. so bad. It looked like the same knee that he tore his ACL on last year. And it just, again, and Odell Beckham went out with that same knee injury that he sustained in 2020 against the Bengals, ironically. Ironically, it's just, I was so impressed with Joe Burrow, the poise that this man has year two in the NFL to sit up at that podium and just have such an incredible outlook. I remember him saying that he had watched the Kurt Warner Football Life and that when you lose, to be able to step away, and obviously you, as a competitor, the last thing you want is to lose, but to be able to take a positive away from it and say, hey, we've made it this far and it's something to build off of. He just, I'm constantly impressed with him and just the poise that he has at a very young age. It's easy to root for someone like him. And of course, in these games, there's always a winner and a loser. But in this particular case, I was happy to have all of those guys, the Von Millers of the world, you know, all these guys come over, Jalen, stuff like that, and have it end up in a Super Bowl victory. So my boys.
It was great. It was a great game. I'm glad it was a game. It's really hard to be at a football game for me. I have to hear the broadcast. I have to hear what's happening. That's why I kept asking you. I kept looking on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Just want to know what people are saying. I need Mike Pereira. I want to know about the calls. I'm very spoiled in all of that. I like to know what other people are saying.
Because, and we should remind people of this, you have an IFB in throughout the games that you're working, and so you're hearing the broadcast, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're sitting there in as an observer and you're not getting that, does it feel like you're disjointed a little bit from the game?
All of it. And it's hard, too, because people are sitting there. They don't care about the game. They're there for the social. And that's not me. I don't like to be around people that aren't dialed in, that are just there for the halftime show, which, holy crap, was amazing as well. Another thing I thought was better on television.
Okay, that's what my question was. So on TV, it was, I mean, you know, and everyone says this. I feel like every year everyone's like, this is the greatest, you know, halftime performance of all time. In person, is it because it's hard to hear, or what takes it away from it?
Yeah, like, listen, there's an echo, obviously. We were on the side that all the houses opened up to, but I think on television, you could follow the storyline. Those were their houses where they grew up in California. That was their area.
Oh.
Then we saw the lights on the field, but we didn't know it was the grid of Compton and their area. Like, we didn't know that. And then just as my sister said it perfectly, she's a dancer. She said, yes, but that whole show is choreographed for camera, not for you sitting there at home. I got home. I watched the whole thing four times again. It was unbelievable.
You did?
You miss so much sitting there. Plus, I love a performance.
Yeah.
I thought Dre was so hot, and he moves his body good, and he looks great.
By the way, how about him on the piano?
Yeah.
Tickling
the ivories. I never knew he played that.
Mm-hmm. What's 50 Cent doing upside down? Did we know what that was about?
That was from his video.
What video?
That was in the video.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know what we were doing there. I was confused.
That was all like kicking it back and like paying homage to the video.
Oh.
I also died. Like, those girls were so hot. I loved watching them. It was great. It was so awesome to go back and watch it on television. Yeah, it was amazing.
I was very happy that it was a game. You know, you mentioned it at the beginning. It's like just that's all you want. You want it to be interesting and like that final drive. And then with Joe Burrow getting the ball with that much time, I mean, you think about what Patrick Mahomes was able to do, you know, against Buffalo, scoring in 13 seconds. It's like any time left on the clock with these kinds of guys, you never know what they're going to do. So I was just happy that it was a game. And I just think it's so sweet, you know, when you watch all the families on the field at the end of the game and the confetti, and then what Aaron Donald said to his daughter, like promising her that she would make it onto the field and stuff. So it's really sweet, all those things.
I was saying to Jarrett, I'm so sad in hockey that there's no confetti, because that just looks so cute to like lay in there. I was like, we're so worried about on the ice slipping and falling, and you're shuffling your feet and everybody's playing with their kids and running around. I'm like, this is so opposite of what we get to do. I mean, we get to drink out of the cup. You can't drink out of the Lombardi. But
how does that work with the cup? How many days do you get it?
You just get it for a day. I think it was also interesting watching my husband. My husband gets so emotional for celebrations because we sat there and we watched the whole celebration and this person's suite that invited us. And I know that they probably wanted to go, but Jarrett loved, I think it takes him back and it reminds him about like what he went through. But he's just like, I have goosebumps. This is so awesome. I'm like, I know it is. It's great.
I'm also impressed that Jarrett stayed around for the celebration. Isn't he quick to get out, exit stage left?
Yeah, but I think it's different when guys win it. Like, I remember when Troy posted yesterday about there's nothing that feels like this good. And I heard Von Miller say that to me during the NFC Championship, which just, I want them to experience heaven. That's why he and Aaron Donald on the post-game set were saying, what does heaven feel like? Yeah, I think athletes that have been there, they like to sit there and kind of appreciate it and be reminded of what it felt like when they won it. But yes, as soon as we left the stadium, we were running through the crowds.
And was the traffic terrible?
We got out of there. We had it pretty organized with our ride and where we were going to meet him. And my husband is so good. Like, being in Survivor with him, we would win because he's so
amazing
good at getting
race
out.
Sign up.
Yeah, we would. Yes, amazing race. He would nail it in a second.
Oh, my gosh. It was like a very fairy tale ending to that whole story for them. And I heard Stan Kroenke talk at the end of the game and he was like, you know, someone had asked him like, oh, could you have dreamed this up? And he's like, yeah, I did. That's why I wanted
also
to, you
paid.
Know.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, not to mention that
used
that
all my
stadium.
Draft picks.
Oh, my gosh. What
yeah,
a
but
time.
They had to. I mean, we talked about this. It's a lot like what the Los Angeles Kings did at the time. They spent it all. I mean, they used all their draft picks. They got to win now. So thank God they did for the city and all that. Because, you know, now is the time. It'll be rebuilding in the next couple of years. But this is the time to win it. So good for them. It's great. It's awesome.
Congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams. The first Super Bowl championship for the LA Rams. The last time the Rams won it was when they were in St. Louis in 1999. So congrats to them. And now the football season is officially over, which makes us sad. But then we will turn our attention on our podcast to a bunch of things that we will be doing in the offseason. That is it for our mini episode. More to come over on the Calm Down Podcast.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.